Friday's run of stronger U.S. data and worry around the threat of U.S. tariffs on China have been behind a lot of the latest run of price action, which has leaned in the U.S. dollar's direction. Meanwhile, the euro has found some added selling pressure after the latest ECB minutes all but confirmed a June rate cut. The pound has done a good job outperforming on positive momentum from Friday's stronger UK GDP and industrial production prints. Over in Japan, the BOJ's trimming of bond buying operations has perhaps slowed the pace of yen declines somewhat, but ultimately the action hasn't been nearly enough to scare away yen bears. And in Canada, a super impressive blowout Canada jobs report hasn't been able to do much of anything to generate Canadian dollar upside, even with the odds for a Bank of Canada cut coming down dramatically in the aftermath of the Friday Canada jobs report release. We suspect a lot of this could be about concerns around the latest round of intense setbacks in the price of oil. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from Canada building permits, the German current account, U.S. consumer inflation expectations, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.